whenever anyone sees one of the wondrous creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created in the world, the mountains and the rivers, the oceans, there's a bracha that Chazal instituted, Oysa Gracious, as the Gemara says, make a bracha on the wondrous creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he sees this constantly, daily, on a daily basis. He lives on the ocean, so then he wouldn't make the bracha. It's only somebody who hasn't seen it for 30 days, so therefore it's he's impressed by the grandeur of the creation. Now in the creation, one of the most wondrous things ever created was the sun, as far as our world is concerned. It gives the energy to the entire earth. Its heat is felt even though we're 93 million miles away. It warms the earth. Therefore it's wrong, it's proper that the Chazal should have a bracha for that, however, almost everyone in the world sees the sun on a daily basis. Very few people go 30 days without seeing the sun. Therefore Chazal will kovea a different time for making a bracha on the sun. Since the bracha is oisamaisa precious, that's the bracha that is made on the sun or any creation, therefore they found a time that the Maisa Gracious is inherently apparent in the sun's position. They looked for the way it was at Maisa Gracious, and whenever that same situation occurs, that is the time that they will convey the bracha Oysa Maisa Gracious. So the Gemara in Bracha says that happens, Abayu says, it happens once every 28 years. The Brisa is brought twice in Shas. Once in Brachos Nun Tazamet Beis, and once in the Yerushalmi in Brachos, also in the ninth parak, the same place, Halacha Beis. But the Brisa doesn't say how often that is. There is a difference of opinion between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Gemara asks, Emas Havi, when is that? So Abaye in the Bavli answers, Amar Abaye, call Chavches Shanin, Bahadur Machzer Benafla Tkuvas Nisan Beshavtai, Beorted Tlas Nikir Arba. Whenever the sun is in the position that it was on the same day of creation, which is the end of the third day, going into the fourth day, the sun and the moon were created the fourth day, at the beginning of the fourth day, at sunset. So the sun and the moon were created, and they were put in their position. And from there, the sun continued on its path and will get to that same position on the same day of the week 28 years later. So what is the connection of 28 years? We know a solar year is 365 1/4 days. Now the actual solar year is slightly less than 365 1/4 days. However, Shmuel gave the tekuva of 365 1/4. This was what the solar calendar was based on for thousands of years until the time of Pope Gregory, when he fixed the calendar. The Julian calendar was in use until the 1500s in Europe, until the 1700s in the Americas, until Pope Gregory decided to correct the mistake. Since it's about 12 minutes off of the actual Tekufa, so it comes out after every few hundred years, you're going to be a few days off. So Ibn Ezra writes, in his time, the actual Tekufa, the actual solstice and the actual equinox was already 9 days off of when Shmuel had said it in the time of the Gemara. The time of Gregory, he took 11 days out of the calendar. Now, we also lose every 400 years, we lose 3 days. There's a 3-day difference. That's why we have leap years every 4 years, but three times in 400 years they omit the leap year in order to keep the tekufas, the seasons, on the same day of the month of the solar year. However, even though this is slightly off, the cheshbon of Shmuel, this calculation of Shmuel of 365 1/4 days, is what is used for Birkas HaChama. Now what is the tekufas? What causes the seasons? The earth is tilted on its axis when it spins through its daily rotation. It has a tilt relative to the path it takes around the sun, to the Galgala Mazalot. As it goes through space around the sun being in the center of the Earth's orbit, the tilt changes its relative position to the sun. At one point in the year, the North Pole is facing the sun, tilted 23.5 degrees. Then, in the spring, at the equinox, the sun is directly over the equator. It continues around the sun till the first day of winter, when the sun's at its furthest point south, shining on the Tropic of Capricorn. And it continues to the fall, when it again crosses... This is actually... crossing the equator, going into the summer. This is the vernal equinox. It's going into the summer, and then become summer for the northern hemisphere. So that's the yearly path of the Earth around the sun along the ecliptic. The ecliptic is the plane of the Earth's orbit around the sun. So you see there are four points throughout the year, four seasons. The four seasons are the furthest south, with the first day of winter. Crossing the equinox, going north, is the first day of spring. The furthest north point is the first day of summer. Then again, I'm on the equator, going south again, the first day of fall. Now, assuming that the Benisan Nivra Olam, so the vernal equinox, the first day of spring, is when the sun is traveling from the viewpoint of those standing on Earth, the sun has its path along the ecliptic throughout the year, relative to what we see from Earth. So the sun crosses the equator at the vernal equinox and is headed north for the summer. So that's the position that was put in Mysa Bratius, starting its path north for the summer. Now, in a year, there are 365.25 days. If you divide that into weeks, it's 52 weeks, plus 1.25 days. So if I want to know where will the sun be again in 52 weeks, it will almost have reached that point, but it will be 1.25 days short of reaching the point where it was at the time of creation. It will only reach that point, not on the first hour of Wednesday, which is Tuesday evening, it will only reach that Thursday at midnight, the midnight of the Yom Hamishi, because it's a day and a quarter off a equal division of weeks. After 2 years, it will be there on Shabbos in the morning at Tzricha, and so on. It will take 28 years until it will be at that same point on the same day of week, on Tuesday night going into Wednesday, in order for it to be in the same position when as it was at Maisa Bracious. That's what Abaye said is what we'll use for the calculation. This is known as Tekufa Shmuel, 365.25 days even, and he ignores the fact that it's not accurate. The Ibn Ezra said that Shmuel knew it wasn't accurate. He knew that it was off. However, he said, this is the calculation we'll use anyway. Now, the Tekufa Shmuel is used for this calculation and for the Saint Talumatar in the fall, when we start praying for rain in Chutz Laretz. So they do it 60 days after the Tekufa of Tishrei. 60 days after Tekufa Tishrei of Shmuel's calculation. This is the Tekufa Shmuel that is used for this. It's two other halachas it's used for very rare that people are makbid on them. One is that you don't drink the water at the Tekufa. So these are the two main things. That the other is that the Hasidim who want to daven for rain, if it's been a dry winter, they continue praying for rain until the Tekufa Nisan of Shmuel, it's based on the Tekufa of Shmuel, that's when they pray for rain. However, for everything else, we use the calendar based on a 19-year cycle, adding 7 leap years in a 19-year time span. That's known as the Tekufa of Rav Adar Bar Ava. It's slightly shorter than Tekufa Shmuel. It's closer to the actual Tekufa. It also is not perfectly exact, but it is closer. And that's what we use for everything else, for all the holidays, for all the Jewish holidays. The lunar calendar is based on the Tekufa of Rav Adar Bar Ava, not the Tekufa of Shmuel. So it's a little bit of a contradiction. Why, for most things, for the calendar, do we use the Tekufa of Rav Adar Bar Ava? And yet, for a couple of things, we use the Tekufa of Shmuel. So I believe the reason is similar to why the Sofzman Kiddush Levana, the end time for saying Kiddush Levana, is not based on the actual time that the moon is in opposition, but the Rishonim, the early Poskim say, just take the time of the Moilud and add on half a month to that. Even though the moon's speed changes throughout the month, we don't expect any average person to go make complicated calculations to figure out what time to daven, what time to say the bracha. So they gave you a simple thing. It's based on the average. Assume that you could just add 15 days onto the Moilud according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Mechaber, according to the Ramah. He says a little bit more. Take a half a month, 14 and 3/4 days. Add it onto the time. And just use that average. So here also, the average person isn't going to make complicated calculations as to when the Tekufah comes. He has to know whether he should make a bracha or not. Give him a simple formula. Once every 28 years. Use a 365 1/4 days. The people when they have to daven, saying Dalum Adol LeBracha, they have to know what day of the month. You can't expect the average person to go make complicated calculations to figure out what he should daven. And the same with the Hasidim who want to daven for rain, it's a private tefillah, an individual. However, the calendar is based on Beis Din. Beis Din decides how to make a calendar. They're the experts. Whatever they decree, that's what the nation has to follow. So therefore, Chazal could go into greater diuk, more exact numbers, and base the calendar on that, because no one else has to figure it out. Whatever they say the calendar is going to be, that's what it is, even if it is slightly off. Atem afilu shogegim, atem afilu mesidim. Beis Din has the right to set the calendar as they wish. Therefore, they could be more exact, and everyone will just listen to whatever Chazal paskened for the calendar. And that's the Shitas of the Bavli, once every 28 years. The Yerushalmi has a slightly different answer. Rav Huna says, how often is it? How often is the bracha? He says, if it's been cloudy for 3 days, and then the sun comes out, after 3 days of clouds, you can make a bracha. You haven't seen the sun for 3 days. It's a bit of a chiddush here. Normally, we say 30 days is the time period in between seeing something when you can once again say the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bracious. 30 days is always a regilus. So why 3 days? So I saw a fascinating chat according to the Kikar L'Adon. It also fits in beautifully with the bracha. The bracha is Oysa Maisa Bracious. When did the sun first come out at creation? After 3 days. 3 days of no sun, and then the sun comes out. Therefore, that's the time. It's just like Maisa Bracious. 3 days without sun, and then going into the fourth day, there was sun. So here also you had 3 days of clouds. Now, the fourth day, it's sunny, so you can make a bracha. Oysa Maisa Bracious. The halacha, the Aruch Paskins, also like the Yerushalmi, can make a bracha after 3 days of clouds. The Poskim generally don't bring it. The Levush brings the Aruch, but he says he never saw anyone practice that. It seems that it's not even done without Shema Malchus. The bracha is only done after, according to the Bavli, Tekufa Shmuel, once every 28 years. It could be the Aruch felt to Paskin like that because Tekufa Shmuel is not accurate. Maybe that's a reason we should go with something that's more accurate. 3 days without the sun is an accurate thing. If it's been cloudy, you know. Okay, those are the two basic opinions of when to say Birchas HaChama. Now, there is one opinion brought in the Panim Meiros that even if the sun is behind the clouds at the day of the Tekufah, you could still make the bracha. Now normally you have to see anything that the Birchas Ariya, you have to see it. So why here is it different? Well, based on what we said, you could explain this minority opinion of the Panim Meiros, because it's not really like the other Birchas Ariya. The other Birchas Ariya, they instituted when somebody sees it. Each person has his individual time that he sees the ocean or he sees Mount Everest, whatever it is that he sees, whatever wonders of creation that he sees, that's a personal sighting of it, and therefore it's based on that. However, this is not based on a personal sighting, it's based on when the actual time of the Tekufah happens. If that's the case, maybe you don't need a sighting. However, no one paskins like the Panim Meiros, it seems. The Chachma Shlomo argues with him and says, for sure you have to see it, just like Kiddush Levana, and the Lashon of the Brice in the Gemara is Haroya, the person who sees the sun. So he doesn't agree, and the Lemaisa, we don't make a bracha unless there was an actual sighting of the sun on the day of the Tikkun. There is, the Lavush says that the bracha can be said up to 3 hours of the day. Now, it really is quite a mystery why he said 3 hours of the day. Really, we're basing it on something that, in theory, happened the night before. We're really many days off of the Tekufa, but we're pretending as if it happened the night before. We're using Tekufa Shmuel and said, last night, Tuesday evening was the Tekufa. However, like the Rambam says, and the Rishonim say, when the Tekufa happens at night, the next morning when you see the sun, you make the bracha. It's understandable, you can't see the sun at night, therefore you can't say the bracha at night. So in the morning you say the bracha. But why just 3 hours of the day? So the Eliyahu Rabbah brings other poskim that say the whole day, the Madlaniyantov, not 3 hours, that you have the whole entire day to say the bracha, or for sure until Chatzos. For sure until Chatzos, you can make the bracha. But the Magen Avraham also passes 3 hours of the day, after that the sun is already moved. Now the sun is moving the whole night before also, so what does he mean the sun is already moved? The opinion of the whole day is very understandable. That's the day of the Tekufa. You don't get the exact second. The exact second happened the night before. Even 6 hours of the day, half the day, is also understandable. Just like you say Kiddush Levana while the moon is growing, on a waxing moon, not a waning moon. So you also have Berachas Hachama. You should say when the sun is rising, on a rising sun rather than a setting sun, and Begvurasa, and its strength and its glory. So what is the opinion of 3 hours? Now the Gemara in the Bablish mentions that on Tuesday evening, that is when the Mazal of Shabtai is Sholit. Shabtai is one of the seven visible planets, the sun, the moon, and the five that are visible to the naked eye. Saturn is the Shabtai. And these planets serve in a rotation of each one, 1 hour each, and then the cycle repeats itself every 7 hours. However, it also has to be on the Tuesday evening, because Shabtai will come out 4 times in 28 years, that the sun will be in Shabtai, but it won't necessarily be Tuesday evening. So why did the Gemara mention Shabtai at all? So it could be it's a hint that even though you can't do it in the Shabtai of the night before, at least do it in the Shabtai of the day. If you add 7 hours to the first hour of the day is one, Shabtai will again be the Sholit in hour number 8, then again in hour 15. Hour 15 is 3 hours of the day, counting 15 hours from the night. 12 is the night, and the third hour of the day is Shabtai. However, this is probably not Pshat Nelush. No one says you should wait Dafka to the third hour to make the bracha. You can do it the first 2 hours also, even though it's not the Shlita of Shabtai. So therefore I have other explanations in the 3 hours. Now the sun's movement throughout the day can be described in a combination of three motions. Any one of three, of there are six motions possible, any three can be combined at one point for the sun's movement through the sky. It's either rising or setting. Where this is the horizon of the viewer, the sun could be rising or it could be setting. It could be headed south or north. That's if you're north of the equator, then it's headed south in the morning and north in the evening. And it's also headed either east or west. It's heading east during the daytime, and then relative to us, it's heading west at night underneath the ground to get back east again for the next morning. So this, normally at sunrise, it's heading up, and it's also heading south slightly at this latitude. After reaching a certain point, its main direction is no longer up. It's already reached almost to the top. Its main direction now switches from up down to east-west direction. It's now heading from the east to the west. When is that? When it hits 45 degrees. At 45 degrees, its main direction is no longer the upward movement, but the westward movement. If that's the case, this could be explained. At 45 degrees is 3 hours of the day. So the first 3 hours of the day is the main movement of the sun's upward movement. That's the main gevurah of the sun. Therefore, maybe that's what the Achronim say 3 hours of the day mean. The 3 hours of the day, its main movement is up, and that's the rising sun, and therefore you should say the bracha within the first 3 hours of the day. However, I made another calculation. It's not exactly, it doesn't fit into the lashon of the Achronim so much, of the Levush. He says it's, after that it's moved off of its place. So we know that somebody davens v'sikin at sunrise, the sun starts coming up, a tiny bit of the ball of the sun is first visible over the horizon, and that's the beginning time to say Shemoneh Esrei Lechatchila. However, many people say you don't have to be so exact. Since the sun takes 2 to 3 minutes to rise, for the complete ball to rise over the horizon, you have all that time, any point of that time, it's the rising sun of the over the horizon. And therefore you don't have just the instant that it starts, you have the entire time as it's rising over the horizon. So here too, we mentioned that the ecliptic is tilted at 23 and a half degrees to the equator. So what we have is, at 2 points of the ecliptic, we'll have an angle of 23 and a half degrees. We'll assume two points in the sun's path, it crosses the equator. Say the pink one's the equator, the celestial equator, and the black hoop will consider the ecliptic, the sun's path. At one point it crosses going down in the fall, and at one point it crosses going up in the spring. Now the angle that is made between the sun's path and the celestial equator is 23 and a half degrees. That's the tilt of the earth, which causes the equator. Since the Earth is tilted at 23 and a half degrees to the plane of the ecliptic, so that's the celestial equator, and that's why you will have a 23 and a half degree incline to the celestial equator from the sun. Consider this to be the celestial equator, this line here, and this the ecliptic. And the sun's path coming north in the spring is in the upward direction on this chart. Now the sun at the equinox is directly at the spot where the northern pass crosses the equator. However, at the time of the equinox, half of the sun is still below the equator. Half of the sun is below the equator and half is above. As it continues moving along the ecliptic, eventually the entire sun will be above the equator. Until that point, at the equator you will have no shadow, because part of the sun is directly shining on the equator. Until it reaches a certain point along the ecliptic, part of the sun is still on the equator. So how long is that point after it starts, it's at exactly there until the entire sun is above the equator? Well, the sun's diameter is approximately one half of a degree of the celestial sphere. It's the actual size is slightly more. It's really 32 minutes of 1 degree, which is slightly more than half. It's 8/15 of a degree, but the early Rishonim and the Acharonim for sure couldn't measure the sun. They didn't have proper tools to measure it. It could be assumed that they just took it as half of a degree. So we'll assume the sun's entire diameter is half of a degree. Now, if half of it's below the equator, we want to know the time period for that part that's below the equator to become above the equator. That's 1/4 of a degree. It has to travel enough till the center of the sun is 1/4 of a degree above the equator. This distance is here, has to be 1/4 of a degree. At that point, the entire sun will be above the equator. Now, what we have over here is a right triangle. We know the value of the angle is 23 and a half degrees. We have 90 over here, and we have the length of this line is 1/4 of a degree. Now, the Rambam He gives the value, the sine value of 23.5 degrees as 0.4. The actual value is slightly less. It's 0.3987. In the modern valuation charts of sine 23.5. However, the Rambam rounds it off to 0.4 very reasonably because it's so close. He says that after the sun has traveled 10 degrees along the ecliptic, it's then 4 degrees above the equator. That means he's using 0.4 as the value of sine. But sine means just the value of the opposite side along the over the hypotenuse. The sine of the angle equals the side opposite the angle over the hypotenuse of the. So if we're going to use a value of 0.4 for 23.5 degrees, so then we could figure out the distance from the actual meeting of the at the ecliptic to the center of the sun when it's completely above the equator. All we have to do is take 1/4 of a degree and divide it by 0.4. Now the exact number when you divide 1/4 of a degree by 0.4 is 0.625. 0.625 is 3/8. 5/8, excuse me. 0.625 is 5/8. 5/8. Now we know that every day the sun travels along the ecliptic to make a full revolution around the Earth in 1 year, 365 days. Now in the full circle there are 360 degrees. It's approximately 1 degree every day that the sun moves along the ecliptic. Approximately 1 degree a day. It's slightly less. It's really, because there are really 365 days in a year, so it's 0.986. But we'll just round it off to 1. If we round it off to 1, then we know that a full day, the sun travels 1 degree along the ecliptic. Now we know that this measurement is only 5/8 of a degree. So how much does the sun travel in 5/8 of a day? That's 15 hours. If you calculate 15 hours from the night before until the third hour of the day, the sun is still partially on the ecliptic. Still partially on the ecliptic, you can still say the bracha. After that, it's moved from that spot. That's the lashon of the Levush and the Magen Avraham. It's moved from that spot. It's no longer on the equator at all. So therefore, you can no longer say Kiddush Levana. Birkas Acham. Birkas Acham. Now, these measurements are not exact, because as we said, the day is slightly less than 1 degree, and the actual sine of 23.5 is slightly less than 0.4, and the actual size of the sun is slightly more than a quarter of a degree, half a degree. But all of those factors give slightly more time than 3 hours. It's closer to 3.5 hours. But if you look at the Lashon of the Levush, he says, Kishalosh Shas B'yom. He says, it doesn't give us an exact 3 hours in the day. It's approximately 3 hours. And since the whole thing is based on an approximation of Shmuel's Zman of 365.25 days, which is only an approximation, and this is done for the simple layman, we're going to use approximate numbers for everything, and therefore it comes out to 3 hours of the day. Now, being that there's a machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi when you should say Birchas Hachama, whether it's 3 cloudy days or once every 28 years, what we should all be misfollowed for this year is that it should be rainy the 3 days before Erev Pesach. If we have rain 3 days straight, then you'll have clouds, and then according to everyone, you could say the Bracha on Erev Pesach in the morning at sunrise.